Podcast. I'm your host, Mae Santiago, and I'm here with my co-host, Jay Reeves. Today we have a special guest, my friends and me, with Harmony Blackwell. Welcome to the show, Harmony.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. Good
doing,
to
brother?
Have you on.
Pretty good.
Thank you so much. I want to give you a correction. The name of the group is actually Me and My Friends.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
Gotcha.
I kind of like the push you put on it, though.
Okay. So is that Magic speaking?
Yes, sir.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, my brother. I want to let you guys know I really appreciate your show, and every time we listen, it's absolutely a wonderful show.
Thank you. I'm really loving the new single, The Night of You. I really love this song. The groove of it, everything. Could you tell us the background of your group and also the background of this song, how it all got started?
Well, I'll give you background of the song first. What was happening during the pandemic was, when it first started, when the whole COVID experience started, we were home and we were in the studio a lot, and I started thinking about the different women that have inspired me in my life and the different experiences I've had with women, just on a platonic level, just women in general, and the things that they do that go unnoticed most of the times. So I decided I wanted to make a contribution to the energy of women, and I wanted a song to be basically saying, this is the night of you. We want to celebrate you. And this is a celebration that should happen every day anyway. I mean, when you think about it, everybody has a mother. So we all should be celebrating women, period. But the pandemic really gave me, it put me in the swing of really thinking about the things, like, for instance, in my life, whether we're going on tour, whatever it is, since I was 16, Harmony's always made sure I was straight with everything, whatever it was, whether I'm going on tour. Well, I'm eating watermelon, so you might hear me burp every now and again. But whether we're going on tour or whatever it is, Harmony, she made sure my whatever needed to happen, happened, from my passport to clothes to whatever it was. And then I think about my mom and my grandmother and everybody in my life, vision that's in my life. And she, you know, same thing. I have so many women around me that are powerful women, and I know every man can acknowledge that. That's true for all of us. And I wanted this song to be a tribute to the women. So I said, the night of you. And that the night of you, you is anybody. It's any woman out there that recognizes that they have made a difference in somebody's life. Now, that's the history of the song. In terms of the group, me and Harmony go back since we were 16 years old. And we've had other groups. You might have heard of my group, Unified Tribe. At one time, we put out a bunch of records, and we did well with that. And then me and Harmony decided to break off and do something different. Everybody kind of went and did their own musical thing. And me and Harmony wanted, we've been attached to the Whispers for so long that we decided, let's do something that, you know, is me and you. And I called it Me and My Friends because some people think me is me, meaning Magic. But me isn't me at all. It's whoever you know, whoever's saying me at the time. So it could be you, you know. But the thing is, Me and My Friends, I chose that name because I'm going to perform with a lot of my childhood heroes and a lot of people that I produced or other artists that might come on board and want to jam. So it's pretty much a big jam session. And the music is kind of smooth. You know, I don't want to call it smooth jazz because it's not really that. But it's kind of a new jazz type thing that's mixed with jazz and R&B and all of the things. I'm kind of a musical gumbo because I've been influenced by so many different artists. So that's pretty much the history of the group. I can go longer, but I'll spare you the details. We've been around since, like I said, me and Harmony were 16 years old when we started performing together. And we've been best friends, and we've been in each other's lives, and it has not stopped since we were 16.
And since I would give him steakums, and my mom would go, "Who ate all those steakums?" And I would say, "I don't know."
Well, you know, I grew up in New York, and we were kind of poor, so we didn't have food. We weren't kind of poor. We were poor. And we didn't have food, so I'd go to Harmony's house, and her mom would buy these boxes of steakums, and we'd fry them up, and she'd feed me. And then her mom would come home from work, and she'd say, "Who ate up all the steakums?" And I'd say, "Home, I see you later. I'm out." And then she would try and explain to her mom. So, you know, we've had a rough ride, but it's been a beautiful, wonderful journey because – you know, well, I had a rougher ride than Harmony. I grew up in Jamaica, Queens, New York, and Harmony moved to Queens, but she's from Pittsburgh originally, you know.
Yeah, so I grew up, and when we moved from, because my dad used to work for TWA, and that's how we ended up in New York. He got promoted. And so we laughed, and I was terrified because it was like I was moving from Mayberry RFD, like, and then to New York, and from Pittsburgh, just like upper middle class, and then into New York. And I had no idea of what I was doing. And then Magic and I met in music class. And Magic was like the James Dean of our era, you know. He was just real cool and just quiet, but he was always for the underdog, which I was a huge underdog back then, very shy, timid. The only thing, in my opinion, that I had going for me is that I had good grades and I could sing. So that's how I ended up getting in his group and just really following along in his greatness from the time that, like he said, since we were teenagers until now. When I first met him, all I did was sing. He inspired me to become a keyboard player, and then we were in a music store, and I just happened to, oh, and I played violin. That's how I knew him in high school. We were in the same music class. He played guitar, I played violin. And
are you the same Harmony that used to work with KRS-One?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
We were on radio in Austin on KAZI, but no. But anyway, yeah, long story short, he has really been my huge musical influence because his band at the time I went to see them perform at our high school, and that was my first taste of going, I can do that, when I saw them up there performing. And lo and behold, a few months later, one of the lead singers, she was in my music class, and she happened to mention to my neighbor who we used to sing, and that's how I was able to get the audition. And then once I watched, Magic is just an amazing musician. He started out on bass and guitar, and the keyboard players could not play what he was hearing in his head. So I swear, it's like we went home, and the next day he came back and he was playing keyboards. And so that inspired me to want to play keyboards. And I always remember he showed me two chords, G major 7 and C minor 7. You know harmonies, find the rest. Don't come back to me, he said, until you've gone from C to C, from one octave to another octave with both hands. And so every time I would come back, he would go, play a G major 7. If I paused, if I hesitated, told you not to come back to me. So that's the type of greatness that I came from. And living in New York, there was a term, layout. And if you were told layout, there was another thing they called it woodshedding. So you would go back and you did not want to make yourself looking like a scrub, they would say. And so as we just threw out our history, you know, then he got into production, and I was always sitting next to him in the studio, and I wouldn't say anything, and then he would start telling me, you see what I'm doing here, it's this, and then when I press this button, it does that, and so I've always been fascinated about that. So then next thing I know, I'm on the technical side, and within our groups, I started being the one that, I'll set up your equipment. He would want to redo his studio. It's like, I'll plug it up, and because I'm very organized. They're always saying Harmony's boiling something because I love to clean. So I loved organizing. And so then I got into the technical side, which led me into the position that I'm in with the Whispers, because Magic always said that if you find a niche, find a hole and you see that you can fill it, then go ahead and fill it. And so with the Whispers, Magic started producing them. And then he ended up going on the road with them as well. And because I was already, that's what we did on our group. As soon as I'd get on stage, I became really close with the tech, Reggie, and like, what can I do? What can I do? And at first he was like, no, no. But then there was that one day he was like, Harm, I need you right now. He's like, press this, do that. And so we got close throughout the years, and bless his soul, he ended up getting sick. And When that happened, because I recognize we are still, it is a huge influence of men in the industry. I thought, okay, well, I better really sharpen up my game and get certified in this program that I would need to do. And that's what I did. And then I just mentioned it in passing with one of the whispers. And I was like, just so you know, I'm certified in this program. And they were like, really? And I was already singing on a lot of their albums. And so we're family first.
Well, Scotty and Walter wanted her in the group for years. And then it finally was able to come into fruition. But when they saw my band perform in Las Vegas once, they were sold at that moment.
And Lavelle.
And Lavelle. Yeah, they were like, we got to get Harmony in this group. And she'd be the first female in the Whispers ever in 54 years. And now we have another female keyboard player. But we call Harmony first lady Whisper.
Okay. That's dope.
I like that.
Yeah, so when you guys were coming up, was singing, because I really like your singing style, and I was wondering, is that something that you always done, or is this something that you just stepped into?
Well, I was singing, me, myself, I was singing in a choir when I was six. I started in church singing in a choir when I was six. I was actually the lead singer on a couple of the songs. I kind of wasn't really interested in singing. I was more interested in playing instruments. But what really got me singing was my best friend, Haroon, and I was mad as hell at him because we were playing in New York at this club, and there was a song. Remember the song by GQ called Disco Nights? Remember that song? Well, mm-hmm. I don't know. You guys might be too young to even remember that song. But anyway, there was a song called Disco Nights by GQ. And my friend Haroon, he told me, he said in front of my band lead at the time, he said, let Magic sing it. And I was so annoyed at him. I mean, we damn near got into a fight. I was so mad because I didn't want to sing. I wanted to just play guitar. And my cousin, who was the leader of the band, said, yeah, Magic, you sing it. So from that day, I had to sing that song. And when I saw the response that we received, I decided, oh, maybe this is cool. I can do this. So from that moment on, I continued to sing. But my model in my life, the role models I had for singing was Scotty Scott, Walter Scott, Donny Hathaway, and Maurice White. Those are my favorite singers on the planet, period. So I fashioned my vocals a lot after Scotty, which is why I can sing, I can sound like Scotty. I can sound just like him and Walter, actually.
And then when we started working with Maurice White, we were in the studio and Magic singing. Magic's range is phenomenal. And Maurice stopped the music, and he said, okay, I know what you're made of. He said, you sound like Scotty Scott of the Whispers.
He actually scared me because we're in the middle of singing. I'm doing a great take. And he stopped the tape in the middle of me singing and goes, Magic, come here a minute. And I'm thinking, damn, what did I do? And then he's staring at me, and he looks at me and shakes his head up and down. And goes, he smiles and says, I know what you're made of. You sound just like Scotty Scott. And that was I was so blown away and so emotionally moved by that because Scotty was my hero. So
right.
Having somebody like Maurice White, my ultimate hero in terms of production, Maurice White is who trained me in production. So for him to tell me I sound like Scotty, I thought, shit, I done went to heaven.
And it's interesting. What's really funny, and I guess that's another just trait of how we're influenced. When we were in the studio doing our project, when we were with the Unified Tribe, he actually used to be the sound man for the Whispers, Rick Camp. I was doing my lead, and he was like, wow, I didn't actually know that you could blow like that. He's like, your tone's a little bit like Scotty. And I was,
wow.
And that made me, I was like, wow. we've always been influenced, and same thing. I mean, I grew up in a family gospel choir, and so I just love, I've been singing since I'm probably 5-6 years old as well, and I love doing harmonies. You know, when you're in the choir, that's what you have to do, and blending. Got in the Magic's group, it was just so exciting. And that was the one thing that you had to do. If you couldn't sing harmony, and a lot of off time, I mean, as we're heavily influenced by Earth, Wind & Fire, you know that all that off time, the harmonies and the music, is one of Magic's huge assets, I would say.
So is there any other vocalist that you guys would like to work with on one of your projects, like say Maurice White or Scotty or anybody from the Whispers or any other artists out there that you guys would love to collaborate with?
Well, you know, we have so many artists that we really, really enjoy. I love a lot of types of music. I mean, I love Arrested Development. I love a group called Moonchild. I love Swing Out Sister. I love The Emotions. They're some of our friends and some of our favorites. I love Love Unlimited, which Barry White was a huge influence on me. I mean, huge in terms of production as well.
Angie,
Chucky Booker, I love Chucky Booker.
Angie Stone or Jill Scott, I would love to do something with either one of them.
Yeah,
wow.
And, you know, I always feel like if it's meant for me to work with someone, then it'll be easy and it'll come to me without much effort. But I appreciate all of these different artists. But I stay true to who I am. I'm not trying to do what everybody's doing now. So I have a very unique style of production. I'm not using the vocoder sound. There's a place for that, and all of that's cool. But I'd rather have real singing and real instrumentation, you know, not everything sampled. And so that's where I come from. So if the artist doesn't have any desire to have that kind of production, then we kind of won't gel in that way in terms of production, because for me, I like real instruments. I like real vocals. I like a lot of background harmonies like Manhattan Transfer, you know, the Carpenters and Burt Bacharach stuff. I mean, I go way back. I'm sure before you guys were even on the planet, there's some things that I listen to, as well as the stuff that's out now. You know, I love a lot of the artists that are doing their thing now. I'm just, I'm like a gumbo of music, because I listen to most styles of music, even classical. And I'll listen to those things, and you can hear the beauty. Music is a spiritual thing to me. And I can speak for Harmony and say the same thing. It's a very spiritual thing to me. And we can speak to people without saying a word through music. And it crosses the color, age, and every other barrier. It crosses right over it, because everybody enjoys music, even if it's just in your head, you know. People sing in the showers or they sing in their car. So for me, music is a spiritual movement. And so every time I do anything in the studio or work with another artist or work with just me and Harmony doing our thing, for me, I'm honoring creation, and I'm honoring who I am spiritually and everybody that's listening. So for me, it's a spiritual thing, because when I do a song, it's something coming from my heart. It's literally coming out of what I hear in my head. It comes from my heart, and it goes into this equipment. It comes out of speakers. So a lot of times when I'm in the studio, I get emotional because I think this thing came from me, and now even though it was intangible, people can listen to something that was inside of me, and they can share the experience. So to me, if that's not spiritual, then I don't know what it is.
Right. And moving forward, like, is there any more projects that we can expect from you guys? I know there's a lot of downtime now due to the COVID-19 and everything like that. So a lot of people are being very creative in this time. Is there anything else we could look for from you guys?
Yes, absolutely. We're in the process of doing Love Unlimited. They're finishing up their Christmas album and their secular album, which is very exciting to me, because they are one of my all-time favorite vocalists. They have the whole package, their style, the way they sing, what they sing about love and just respect for women and men. And so that's just really exciting.
And then we also, you know, we're working right now on finishing up the Whispers album. It's going to be a great album. We're really excited about that. As well as there's going to be a secular album with the Whispers and Love Unlimited together. So we're really excited about that. And I have this new friend. Her name is Lisa Dietrich. And she did this song called La Costa. She did a cover of Natalie Cole's song, La Costa. And it did really well all over Europe. And me and her have been talking about doing a project together. So there's a few other artists that we're working with that I won't say the names until everything's finalized. But we've got so busy, so much work going on during this COVID situation, that when people tell me, well, I'm bored, I'm tired of being in the house, I kind of think, well, what's wrong with me? Because I'm enjoying this, because I'm getting so much work done between video editing. I'm learning new things. I mean, I'm learning things about myself that I've took time to slow down and look at me. And most people don't do that. They don't really get a chance to really look at themselves and work on the things that they want to evolve. And for me,
right.
this time has been a blessing. I know it's a bad situation in terms of what's going on, but you got to be able to find the gem in these situations. You got to be able to find the diamond in all of these situations. Otherwise, you're just depressed.
Right, absolutely. And one of the things that I've noticed just recently for me, I've been thinking that this is just happening not to us. It's happening for us. It's making us really look and see what are our legacies, what do we want our legacies to be, how have we been actually impacting this world in a positive or negative way and not really realizing what we've been doing to each other. And so I wake up every morning and I go, okay, what can I do that is going to make a difference in a positive way, even if it's just to smile at somebody and compliment them or ask them how they're doing today. And those little things go a long way. And then also going back to what you were saying with the music, very excited that we're doing some family projects too. Magic's cousin, he's a very amazing gentleman and singer. He's got that Smokey Robinson style, mm-hmm. and we've always said that we should work together. And so we're working on a song with him, Freddie Anderson, and we're also talking about doing a reunion of all of us that came up from New York. And we just recently, which again, you know that things happen for a reason. We have found almost every single one of us from one. It's like one finds another. We've been finding each other on social media, and so it's just been amazing. And then just
I was just going to ask you if you. Yeah, that was going to be my last question. I was going to ask you if there was going to be a unified tribe reunion. And
well, what's really funny is that I got to take us back. Because we have, as Magic said, we've had many faces. The faces started with his family group, and they were Creation ULS, then moved to Born Around Music. Then that moved into Magic Eye. And back then, that's when we were Maurice White. We went on the road with Howard Hewitt. And then we morphed into Unified Tribe. The mainstay has been me and Magic. It was Magic's group, Magic's concept from the beginning. Once I came on board, my voice has kind of been entrenched within. As far as what I'm talking about, the reunion is the reunion of Born Around Music. When I first got in the room, people from New York, those of us that come from way before all this technology, everything, you had to play and know your stuff. And we found some tape a couple of months ago, and we were actually really proud of ourselves because if we could put that out right now and somebody would think that was a sequencer, but no, that was us. And back in the day, you had to know all your parts, and if you didn't, as I said before, it's like lay out. So I'm just proud and honored that we have made it through all of this. The other thing that I noticed just this morning, I was thinking about the triangle of music. We've been heavily influenced by the Whispers, Maurice White, Love Unlimited, and Barry White. And when it's all said and done, I'm going, you know, it was Solar Records. It was Dick Griffey, the Don Cornelius, Earth, Wind & Fire, and all of the groups. I know, but I was going to say all of the groups that came from that. For me, it has been a triangle of amazing artists, musicians,
and Dynasty, singers. Leon Silvers, all of these incredible producers and bands. In fact, the whole roster on Solar Records was absolutely incredible. So, we've been influenced by everybody. But in terms of a unified tribe reunion, really, we just changed names and changed faces because if you look at any of the Unified Tribe albums, I played every instrument. So, it was really me and Harmony singing background vocals along with Star Mendez. And, you know, there was other people that actually sang, Merrily Garrett, Mariah Garrett.
My brother Falcon,
Blackwell. So, the vocals were different people. But all of the instrumentation, every instrument was all me. Even on the Whispers records, when I produced the Whispers, every instrument on that record is all me by myself.
Wow.
And then when we played live, because we also...
We have band members when we play.
Yeah. Kalel, Holiday, who actually, you know, we still communicate with him a lot. He's doing projects, and Jamar Manigault.
They played on the record.
Because that's going back. Like when I was in there before them, but
same thing, you know, back in the day, they'd be in the back of the back seat of a car practicing their stuff, and then we'd be in the basement practicing the vocals, and then we'd all get together, and we would put it down. And those kind of days, that kind of blood, sweat, and tears, me being in a closet crying at 2 o'clock in the morning because I got to get up and go to work and magic going, there's no crying. If you can't do this, then get out. And me going, okay.
A tough love.
Cry my you go to work. And then I was at rehearsal the next day. But those are the kind of blood, sweat, and tears that I can laugh at now. She was laughing, but I was not laughing then. But it also, the music meant so much to me. Magic's conviction of who he was and what he wanted to bring to the musical community, I felt that very deeply. And again, because I sang, singing, as he said, musical, anything, it's very spiritual with any craft, actually, that you have. Because first of all, where is that coming from? And how does it just spark you? I sent an email about an hour ago, and the last sentence that I wrote, I was like, that's part of the song. And I sang a melody that I can get back to. So these kind of things, they just come out of nowhere. And it's just amazing when it comes to anything in life that you're really good at. You just put in the work, then it doesn't matter. I was looking at a post, and this guy said, it doesn't matter whether it's 10 or 10,000. That's not why I'm doing it. This is why I'm doing it. And he had the shot of him playing and singing. It's crazy.
Harmony's doing these physical antics that she thinks you guys can see through the song. I wish you could see her because she's doing all these hand movements and body movements as if you guys could see her.
He sees it.
Wow, this is such a history lesson from you guys. You guys have been in the industry for a while, behind the scenes, doing so much work. And
a lot of stuff.
It's been a testament to see how you guys lasted through all these years and continually to be an important instrument and producing good music. And really appreciate that. And we look forward to all the new projects that you guys have in store. I instantly became a fan as soon as I heard The Night of You. I was just like jamming, and I played it for one of my friends, and he loved it. He's a musician as well, and he just loved everything about the song. Like he's more of the technical side of like the breakdown, the instruments, and everything. And he's just listening very carefully to everything, and he just like fell in love with the song as well. So now I'm definitely like on board. I can't wait to see what you guys cook up next.
And it would definitely be cool one day, maybe be able to get the Unified Tribe on here.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I missed
you. Oh no, sorry. I was just saying, it'd be cool to one day get some more of the Unified Tribe members on here, so we can conversate with them as well. Just you know, because the two of you just have you know so much you know history and you know harmony, no pun intended. Just when it comes to you know, the way you want to approach music and the way you want to leave your impact.
Right. Well, we'll make that happen. You know, one thing is we'll always all love each other. People decide to do different things because it's time. You know, you walk the path of life with people, and at some point you kind of move on and go into a different exit. But it never stops the love. It just means you decided and you wanted to do something different. I'm continuing to do what I started when I started Unified Tribe. Unified Tribe is more of a, not necessarily a name as much as a way of life to me, because we all are a unified tribe when you really think about it. In the end, we're all going to find out that we all are connected ultimately. And so that's why I named the group Unified Tribe, because I wanted to remind everybody, whether you're black, white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever you are, we are all from one tribe, one source. And that's a unified tribe. Now, unfortunately, we don't see that existing in the world today with the current state of affairs and politics. But in the end, we'll find that all of this is a big chess game, and we all are still connected. We come from the same source, and we're brothers and sisters. So that was the whole meaning behind Unified Tribe. And me and my friends is kind of a synonym, because it's the same thing. Everybody's my friend. Everybody's my family. And I love all people. When I look at every human being, I recognize that I'm looking at a miracle, because it's a spark of God. whatever you want to call that God is irrelevant. But the point is we all come from the same place. So I like to recognize the divinity in every person that I see. So in terms of, I know I went around the block, but look, it makes sense to me in my head. I'm telling you that, yes, we'll make the unified tribe thing happen. At some point, we'll make sure that happens. And when we do music, Harmony will make sure she gets it to you guys, because I love you guys, what you're doing. Your show is great. And I think that it's a very positive thing to allow other people to have a platform to say what they want to say and speak what they want to speak.
Yeah, one of the other songs that we actually did the remake of, Help Is On The Way. And I need to send you a link to YouTube, because
I'm actually gonna play that out. I already got that ready. I'm already on track. I'm telling you, I'm already on board.
Well, what's so cool about that song is that that was a reunion of the original background, because that's me, mm-hmm. Magic Star, and Falcon are when you see us doing that background in that video. And so it was fun to be able to pull that together, because my brother was in Colorado for a number of years. So now the fact that we're all in Georgia is another, you know, this is a meant to be time for us to bring back all of our talent that we pulled before, just bringing it back in. So I'm excited that you brought that up.
Yeah, and I think what we do here is we try to provide a platform for, you know, you guys are already in the industry, but your band is like something that's kind of new in a sense of getting it out to the masses and other people being aware of your music, because it's great music. Like, as soon as I heard the song, I was already a fan. So I'm just like, what we try to do is provide that platform for people to get some type of recognition and some type of shine on their talents and their gifts, especially like when we had the Whispers on. The Whispers are legendary. And then we have new artists that are coming in the industry, and we try to mix it up a little bit, you know, with the current artists, new artists, everybody just mix up in the same platform. So when people listen, they take a notice to like, oh, we came here for this person, but then we see somebody else over here. Let me check that out. And then you just kind of gain a new audience in a sense. You know.
Well, that's a beautiful thing, and that's one of the things we appreciate about you guys. We listened to the interview with Scotty and Walter and Lavelle. We thought you did a great job. As a matter of fact, we have a pay-per-view concert coming up on the 22nd of...
No, the 31st.
Oh,
it's October 31st.
October 31st, right. We have a pay-per-view. We're going to be doing a live concert, and we're really excited because we've been off the road for like 6 or 7 months. So every time we see Scotty and Walter and Lavelle on Zoom or anything, we're really excited because they're our family. You know, we haven't been performing together. And now this will be our first show that we're doing is on October 31st.
October 31st, 95.1 Chicago Odyssey. So there's a link that we can send out, they said more information to come. But we're very excited about that.
Yeah, we really
excited. Yeah, we just got to check that out.
What'd you say, brother?
No, I said we definitely got to check that out.
Yeah, man. And do you guys, let me ask you a question. Do you guys play instruments, or do you rap, or do you sing, or are you any musicians at all?
Well, my co-host, he's into music production. That's his thing. He's working on his music production thing. I work closely with some other musicians. I don't play music. I'm not a musician, but I'm like one of those people that has an ear for music. So a lot of my friends that are musicians or singers, they come to me for like vocal arrangements and things like that, or help with, you know, lyrics for songs and things like that. Or they play black music to me, and I kind of give them that insight. That's my thing. I'm just kind of like that person that you would bring in the studio, and I'll just kind of give you the, you know, what it needs and what it's missing type of thing. I just, that's my ear to music. Because I'm a lover of all types of, I'm just a general lover of all types of music. Just like Magic, I listen to Burt Bacharach and music from way back in the 60s, the 50s, and so on and so forth. I listen to the technical parts of the music, and it plays different in my ear when I listen to music, you know. So it's kind of hard to explain, but it's just a whole different type of theory to it for me.
I completely get what you're saying, and let me just say this to you. I know producers, very well-known producers, that can't play any instruments, but they're producers. Mm-hmm. That means you're just a producer. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're telling me you go in the studio and you come up with ideas, you may not need to know technically how to. I've been in the studio with Maurice White, and he'll tell the keyboard player what he's trying to get, and he'll hum it to him and sing it. He can't play it, but he can sing it because he knew what he was trying to get. So what I'm saying is that eventually us three need to produce a song together. You guys and me, we need to get together and produce a song, because I always believe that everybody has music in them, even people who say they can't sing or they can't write. I always tell people when they say, oh, I can't write a song, I say, can you talk? They say, yeah. I say, well, have you ever had an experience in life, anything? They say, yeah. Then you're a writer. All you got to do is figure out a way to put that experience into words and make it flow, and you're a writer. I believe that all of us are writers. The ultimate producer, of course, is the creator, God. But we are subsidiaries of that energy. So we all have stories to tell. We all have music in our hearts. We may not know how to perform it. But anything you want to do, if you put the time and effort forward, it happens. That's what I believe with everything in my being, that if you want to do something bad enough, you make it happen. So as far as I'm concerned, when you say you don't play an instrument, you don't need to. You obviously are a producer. And now you know.
Amazing. Well, we need to make that happen pretty soon, man. That'll be amazing.
Oh, you're in Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm in Jersey right now, and my co-host
Florida.
She's in Florida, in the Orlando area.
Oh well, I could throw a rock where he's at. I'm in Atlanta, so we gotta just make it happen. I'm gonna make sure that at some point, whether we gotta do it online over the internet. I produced Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons and never met him. I did it all over the internet. So whether we have to do that, we'll get together. We'll exchange numbers. You can communicate with Harmony, and we'll work on a song together, and we'll put it out, produced by all three of us. I think that'd be a great idea.
That's amazing. That's the path of people crossing paths and making amazing things happen. And you kind of like look at life differently sometimes when you cross different paths and you see the spark of music bringing people together.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Well, we don't believe in accidents. We feel like everything happens on purpose for the purpose. So I'm sure that whatever we come up with is going to be a beautiful thing. We can start with whoever wants to start it, and then we pass the track around to each one of us three, and then we'll figure out how to make something wonderful happen. We'll put it out, man. I mean, I want to do this because I love you guys' energy. I think you guys have wonderful energy, and I'd like to see something positive, and maybe we could be an example to let other people know. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. We could all come together and make something positive happen.
And the thing that I can't remember which one of you all said last week when you were talking to the Whispers, how the younger artists don't recognize a lot of the music that they're doing came from the greats like the Whispers, Solar Records, Maurice White, all, you know, going back, first Bacharach, and they think that some of these tunes and these melodies is like, oh yeah, this, you made this up. Like, no, that was this person. That was this person. And so I really, really respect the fact that you all have not only experienced it, but said it, because that is something that fuels the fire for, you know, the great, like the Whispers, because a lot of times they'll feel like, oh, you know, we're just a thing of the past. It's like, no, you're not. And that's why I'm always telling them, no, you will go down, they're already going down in history, and how amazing is it that right now, after over 54 years, that they're still singing, and I'm in it, and I'm looking at them going, how are you doing this? I asked Scotty one day, how do you do this? Because I'm singing background. These guys are blowing it out from beginning to end, an hour. And Scotty said, you know what, Harm? He said, sometimes I look back and I go, well, then made it this far, and keep on going, because this just like, how are you doing this? You're in your 70s, but it's like you said, God first, and that's what gets them through the day.
Sometimes people need to be reminded, and just like we just had the verses of Patti LaBelle and Gladys Knight. And then we had the great Dionne Warwick walk on at the end. And it just reminded people, like, man, these are treasures. We kind of neglected the fact that we had these type of legends in our communities, and we just kind of, like, overlooked them. And now we get to see the greatness, listen to the music, and it reminds us, like, oh, man, what were we thinking to, like, you know, forget something so special? And and I think sometimes, like, people just need to be reminded. You know.
Exactly. Right.
And that's what I love about you guys, that you did, like Homie said, you guys did your research, you did your homework, so you understand where the root of all of these musical geniuses we listen to today, where they actually came from.
Mm-hmm.
Quick little story. I was on, I produced My Favorite Things, you know, the Christmas song. I did that on Love Unlimited. Mm-hmm. And check out the video when you get a chance. So I did the video, and then I produced the song. A great guy he directed the video, and it was a great video. And so I went on there one day looking at the comments, and this young person obviously said, these people stole Ariana Grande's song. And behind that, all of these people went to the rescue of Love Unlimited and started going off and cursing this girl out. And I went in there quietly and sent a private message to them and said, she just doesn't understand. You got to forgive her. She really thinks. So all of these people are going, are you kidding me? This song has been out before the magic was born. You know, so it's just funny how kids don't know. I had a kid come up to me. I had a show on KAZI in Austin, Texas, a radio show. And this kid called in and said, yeah, Keith Sweat made the song Watching You. And I said, no, he actually redid the song. They said, no, and they were kind of trying to argue with me. I said, that song was done by Slave before you were even born. And Keith Sweat just did it over. So they were like, you know, but they were honorable. They actually thanked me for schooling them. But a lot of kids just don't know. And the thing I really appreciate about you guys is I can clearly tell that you do your homework. You listen to other things other than just what's out on the radio today. You know, you listen to songs with substance. And I'm not knocking what's out on the radio. I think there's a place for everything. But when I'm 100 years old, if I'm still around and I'm making music, I want to be able to make music that every person can relate to. Now, every person can't relate to everything that's on the radio today. I mean, there's a place for it now, like I said, now. But I don't want to just be a now artist. I want my music to outlast me. When I'm dust and I'm gone, I'm moved on.
Yeah.
I want to play something, like you said, that's classic. That when I'm removed from this earth, long gone, like you got groups like the Flamingos and the Drifters and the Platters and all these, and for instance, Slave. Everybody in the original Slave, they're all gone. But their songs are still here. And that, to me, that's the sign of a great artist, when your songs will outlast you. Not just for the Slave of the day. And again, I'm not knocking anybody, because I do believe there's room for everybody. But I do believe that a lot of these new artists need to pay homage to the people that they receive their gifts from, because
like
none
said,
of it just fell off
the country artists do that.
Right.
And we need to do that, as you said, in the Black community. We need to recognize our elders, because
right.
if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't even be sitting up here talking and doing any of the things that we're doing right now. And so... I just really, really, really appreciate what you all think.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And
we appreciate,
really appreciate you
coming
you guys,
on the show.
Yeah, we really appreciate you guys taking the time out today and spending some time giving us some history lessons and, you know, some insight. And, you know, it's turned out to be a connection now, so it's amazing. Just by providing a platform and being, you know, recognizing real talent and real music, I hope this does become an example for other people with platforms to open up their platforms for everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that this is what this is all about right
mm-hmm.
now, showing that it's a new day and it's a new way of thinking, and it doesn't have to be as complicated as we were making it before.
Right.
You said there's a connection. Hey, let's do it. All you have to do. And that's what we did back in the day. Back
yeah.
in the day was easy. Okay, living here. Okay, see you next week. All right, set. What time? And so that's what we need to get back to. And so, yes, I'm excited.
And so we're going to start with us, because I'm going to give you, well, Harmony's going to give you guys my number, and we'll stay connected and let's make this happen. Let's actually make this happen. So
yeah,
that when the new
like once we connect offline and everything like that, I mean, I know you guys are really busy, but once we, you know, set up some times and dates, I'll definitely come down to the Atlanta area. I got family down there anyways. So I'll definitely come down there and work and, you know, make something happen, create some magic, pun intended.
And then it's nothing but a 3-hour drive for me, and I've used this keyboard in a while.
We just got to make it happen, brother, especially we got people listening now. We got no choice. We have to do that.
That's right. Then you have to have your radio show and be the host and the guest at the same time.
Yeah, we definitely, you know what, else I was thinking too, like once we get together, we should record this, you know, video record this process of creating this whole thing and then like bringing it back and, you know, showing it to the people and, you know, telling
absolutely.
The story, you know, definitely. Yeah. So,
absolutely.
Wow.
We'll film every single start from us picking you up at the airport to whatever we got to do. We'll document the whole thing.
Yes, sir. So we're gonna thank our special guest today, me and my friends, Magic and Harmony, for joining us today. This turned out to be a very special interview, and like we said, we hope this becomes an example to other platformers. And I want to thank my co-host Jay Reeves. We want to close the show out with another track, another favorite of mine. It's called "Help Is On the Way." So listen closely. Any you guys want any parting words where we can find you on social media?
Yes, you can find us on Instagram, Harmony Blackwell 2691 and Magic Mendez 2691. And me and my friends 2691.
We absolutely respond to people. And it's us personally. We don't have somebody managing it. We will respond to you. You'll be able to tell because I run on. I talk, you know, so.
So this is part one. You guys stay tuned. There will definitely be a part two with some music from all of us. So stay tuned.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.